Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والفجر وليال وليال
وليال
عشر
والشفع
والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد وثمود التي
لم
يخلق
مثلها
في
البلاد
وثمود الذين
جابوا
الصخرة بالواد وفرعون
ذي
الأوتاد
الذين
طغوا
في
البلاد
فأكثروا
فيها
الفساد
فصب
عليهم
ربك
صوت
عذاب
إن
ربك لبالمرصاد
صاد فأما
الإنسان
إذا
ما
ابتلاه ربه
فأكرمه
ونعمه
فيقول
ربي
أكرمن وأما
إذا
ما
ابتلاه
فقدر
عليه
رزقه
فيقول
ربي
أهانن
كلا
بل
تكرمون
اليتيم
ولا
تحاضون
على
طعام
المسكين
وتأكلون
التراث
التراث
أكلا
أكلا
لما
لما
وتحبون
وتحبون
المال
المال
حبا
حبا
جما
جما
كلا
كلا
إذا
إذا
دكت
دكت
الأرض
الأرض
دكا
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 وجاء
وجاء ربك
ربك
والملك
والملك
صفا
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 وجيء
وجيء
يومئذ
يومئذ
بجهنم
بجهنم
يومئذ
يومئذ
يتذكر
يتذكر
الإنسان
الإنسان
وأنى
وأنى
له
الذكرى
يقول
يقول
يا ليتني
يا ليتني
قدمت
قدمت
لحياتي
لحياتي
فيومئذ
فيومئذ
لا
لا
يعذب
يعذب
عذابه
عذابه
سوري لا يعذب
لا يعذب
اوكي لا فيومئذ
يومئذ
أجل فيومئذ
فيومئذ
لا
لا
يعذب
يعذب
عذابه
عذابه
أحد
أحد
ولا
ولا
يوثق
يوثق
وثاقه
وثاقه
أحد
أحد.
يا أيتها
يا أيتها
النفس
النفس
المطمئنة
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 ارجعي
ارجعي
إلى
إلى
ربك
ربك
راضية
راضية
مرضية
مرضية
فادخلي
فادخلي
في
في
عبادي
عبادي
وادخلي
وادخلي
جنتي
جنتي
you recite it again بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والفجر
والفجر
وليال
وليال
عشر
والشفع
والشفع والوتر
والوتر
والليل
والليل
إذا
إذا
يسر
يسر
هل
في
في
ذلك
ذلك
قسم
قسم
لذي
لذي
حجر
حجر
ألم
ألم
ترى
ترى
كيف
كيف
فعل
فعل
ربك
ربك
بعاد
بعاد
إرم
إرم
ذات
ذات
العماد
العماد
التي
التي
لم
لم
يخلق
يخلق
مثلها
مثلها
في
في
البلاد
البلاد
وثمود
وثمود
الذين
الذين
جابوا
جابوا
الصخرة
الصخرة
بالواد
بالواد
وفرعون
وفرعون
ذي
دي
الأوتاد
الأوتاد
الذين
الذين
طغوا
في
البلاد
فأكثروا
فيها
الفساد
فصب
عليهم
ربك
صوت
عذاب
إن
ربك لبالمرصاد
فأما الإنسان
إذا
ما
ابتلاه
ربه
فأكرمه
ونعمه
فيقول
ربي
أكرمن
وأما
إذا
ما
ابتلاه
فقدر
عليه
رزقه
فيقول
ربي
أهانن
كلا
بل
لا
تكرمون
اليتيم
ولا
تحاضون
على
طعام
المسكين
وتأكلون
التراث
أكلاً
لما
وتحبون
المال
حباً
جما
كلا
إذا
دكتي
الأرض
دكا
وجاء
ربك
والملك
صفا
وجيء
يومئذ
بجهنم
يومئذ
يتذكر
الإنسان
وأنى
له
الذكرى
يقول
يا ليتني
قدمت
لحياتي
فيومئذ
لا
يعذب
عذابه
أحد
ولا
يوثق
وثاقه
أحد
يا أيتها
النفس
المطمئنة
ارجعي
إلى
ربك
راضية
مرضية
فادخلي
في
عبادي
وادخلي
جنتي.
Now we will recite the translation in English. Okay?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, this one.
Go ahead.
Surah Al-Fajr. By the dawn, by the 10 nights, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and by the even and the hard of all the creation of Allah, and by the night when it departs, there is indeed in them sufficient proof for men of understanding, and that they should avoid all kinds of sin and disbelief. Saw you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not how your Lord dealt with hard people of Hiram, who were very tall, like lofty pillars, the like of which were not created in the land, and with Thamud people, who hewed out rocks in the valley to make dwelling, and with Firaun, who had the stakes to torture men by binding them to the stakes, who did transgress beyond bond in the land in the disobedience of Allah, and made therein much mischief. So your Lord poured on them different kind of severe torment. Verily, your Lord is ever watchful over them. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and bounties, then he says, my Lord has honored me. But when he tries him by straightening his mean of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. Nay, but you treat not the offended with kindness and generosity. You neither treat them well, nor give them their exact right of inheritance, and hurt not one another on the feeding of al-miskin, the poor. And you devour the inheritance all with greed, and you love wealth with much love. Nay, when the heart is ground to powder, and your Lord comes with the angels in rows, and hell will be brought near that day, on that day will men remember, but how will their remembrance avail him? He will say, alas, would that I had set forth good deed for this my life, for my life. So on that day, none will punish as it will punish, and none will bind as it will bind. It will be said to the pious believer of Islamic monotheism, O you, the one in complete rest and satisfaction, come back to your Lord, well pleased and well pleasing. Enter you then among my honored slave, and enter you my paradise.
Thank you. Actually, I will give you the summary of this, the lesson of this surah. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, this is one of the surahs of the 13th part of the Quran, which is always related to the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the Day of Judgment and the Hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the dawn and by the 10 nights, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows these are the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, or these are the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is to you, today actually is the first day of the month. Today is the first day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, subhanAllah. So we are supposed to be living now, these are blessings days of the year, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the even and the odd, and this includes all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the night. All these creations are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is swearing that the creator of all of this, he will clarify that indeed in them there is a sufficient proof for men of understanding. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning some of the old nations whom they were very strong and they were very aggressive people. They have houses built in the rocks, and subhanallah, also Fir'aun, Fir'aun, he was the king at the time of Prophet Moses, whom he said to his people, I am your Lord, because he was also very tough, and he was under the impression that he is extremely powerful, and he was a transgressor actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that whoever didn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only Lord, those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that out of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spread the corruption on the earth because they were transgressors against themselves because they didn't worship Allah. And this is the worst kind of transgression. It's the transgression towards your own self when you didn't guide it to worship Allah and you didn't save it from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that those people out of transgression, they spread the mischief and the corruption on the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying a rule in this surah, actually, which is verily your Lord is ever watchful over everyone. Okay, every one of us has to be aware of this reality, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning it many times in the Quran using different statements. Every one of this statement had its own meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over all of us day and night in every place. So we have to be aware of this and we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you know, we will be having the same fate and destination which those transgressors they had when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that. So your Lord bore on them, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually show them different kinds of severe torment. Okay, so we have to be aware that if we will not obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have the same fate, which is the severe torment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching another lesson to clarify to the mankind that poverty and wealth are not signs of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that for man, from the point of view of the man, the man is always under the impression that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him honor and bounty, this means that Allah is honoring him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try him with hardship, this means that Allah is humiliated him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, mankind, they love wealth so much, okay? And because they love wealth so much, they never urge one another on feeding the poor. And also they always devour the inheritance of the orphans, okay, all with greed. Okay, this is because they love the wealth so much. And they are under the impression that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him wealth in this life, this is the honored person, the one whom Allah loves. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them limited amount of wealth, they are called the poor people. Man is under the impression, mankind, that those are the people whom Allah is humiliating them. This is wrong, okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that all the reality will be known on the day of judgment. Okay, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come with his angels, okay, and when Allah will come, he will brought with him the hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't clarify that he will brought the paradise. Okay, subhanallah. Allah, hell will be brought near that day. On that day, will man remember? But how that remembrance will help him? On the day of judgment, everyone will remember and everyone will reflect correctly and will understand all the reality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is too late. Okay, because the man will say, would I had sent forth good deeds for that life, for the hereafter? Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually again, I am clarifying that, you know, I didn't come to these two verses, like verse 25 and 26 of Surah Al-Fajr. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he will punish these people punishment which nobody can imagine. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always mentioning in the Quran about his forgiveness, about his mercy, about how he will, you know, forgive the people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't clarify that, you know, on that day, Allah will punish, no one will punish as Allah will punish. Okay, this is a very severe warning which Allah is not repeating much in the Quran. He's clarifying that when Allah will punish, His punishment will be the most severe punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He will bind the people, okay, in a very severe way. Okay, this is related to those whom they didn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always it is in the Quran, when He will mention the punishment, He will mention the mercy. And as He mentioned the hellfire, He will mention the paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the message to the pious believer that come back to your Lord, okay, and enter the paradise with the honored slaves. This is the meaning, and these are the lessons of Surah Al-Fajr. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over all of us, and that wealth and poverty are not signs of the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the test. Everyone has the test according to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those whom they didn't obey His commands, very severe punishment. Yet the pious people, Allah will call them to enter His paradise.